वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय
देवकी
देवकी
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय
वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदकूप कुमाराय नंदकूप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदकूप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदकूप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदकूप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः देवकी नंदनाय च नंदकूप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जस्ट रेसिटेशन ऑफ दिस फाइव नेम्स इन वन वर्स वुड गिव यू अ वेरी peaceful life. Peaceful life requires the regulation in the life. Everywhere in the world there are different regulations. For example, we drive on the road and there are laws of the road that you have to drive to the left. If you disobey that law, then you may have an accident or you may be caught by the police and fined. The disobedience of the law gives you the sinful life. If you disobey the laws of God, then the result is that your life becomes sinful. These regulations, they all stem from our Vedic culture. Vedic culture is the scientific exposition of the spiritual world and the supremacy of Krishna. No other literature in the world gives you the idea of the transcendental world. They all discuss about the material world. Nobody knows anything about the anti-material world. But there is anti-material world. At the same time, the anti-material world is more important than the material world. Because we have the material body and because we have the material life, there are so many miseries. So material things can never make us happy. And if you want to remain happy in the material things, then you must regulate your life. These regulations is the gift of the Vedic culture to whole of the world. Everywhere we have laws. Every country has its own codes. Every country has its own code of laws. Everywhere there are roads, and everywhere there are road signs. There are laws of the road. Everywhere there are public parks, and there are laws governing the public parks. Everywhere there are government officials, police department and so on and so forth. And every department works according to its fixed set of laws. This law, this regulated life in every department is the gift of our own culture. And that shows that because the whole world is running according to the regulations, otherwise, without the regulations, there will be chaos. And the same thing happens in our life. If you don't follow the regulations set up by our Shastras, then the life is chaotic. Then you don't know what is happening. This is the main thing to be understood, and this proves that our culture should be the oldest one. Because everywhere in the world, there are laws and regulations in every country. And laws and regulations are the scientific exposition of the transcendental world, which we don't have any idea about. It's only our Vedic culture gives the full idea of the Krishna's kingdom. And it gives you full idea how this material manifestation is coming from Krishna. No doubt Krishna is transcendental. Krishna's body is completely anti-material. There is nothing material in his body. In our body, there is everything material. There is a flesh in our body, blood in our body, bones in our body, and everything material, including stool and urine, everything. This material thing always creates a disturbance. And in order to counteract the disturbance created by the material things, we have to take resort to the anti-material process. And that's why there is a difference between the sound, material sound, and the anti-material sound. Anti-material sound can only relieve you. Anti-material sound can only relieve you from the miserable material sound. And it appears same. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It appears same as the material sound. But it's not. This house is rented for Krishna. The renting is the material way. I also rent the house to stay for me. But this house has been rented for the Supreme Lord. There is an ocean of difference. Me renting the place and Krishna renting the place. When the places are used for Krishna, they become like Krishna. They are spiritualized. Any place you take in any part of the world which is used for God is completely revered. It is worshipped. The churches are worshipped and the mosques are worshipped. Pagodas are worshipped in so many other places, including our temples, innumerable. These are the worshipping places. We go, you pass the temple, and you just join your hand, and you go down. Who forces you to do that? Who forces you to come to this place? There is nothing special. The walls are material, the floor is material, the water is material, everything is material. You have got everything in your house. Why should you come here? That is the main thing. Nobody invites you. But something is there which attracts the living entities. And that is the supreme living force which has the capacity to attract all types of living entities. And it doesn't matter whether you are black, brown or yellow or white or whatever it is. It doesn't matter at all whether you are a male human being or a woman or whatever it is. It doesn't matter at all. But everybody is attracted. We have gorgeous temples. Here in Malaysia, unfortunately, you haven't built a very nice temple. But in India, you can see, and all over the world in Durban, the other day we were in South Africa, and there is a temple of understanding. You might have seen the pictures maybe. It's best temple. Even the president, what is his name, Mandela, he also visits our temple. Why? Who invites him? He comes and goes down. We many times think that there is nothing in our temple, why should we go in? No, there is a good attraction force. It's known in Bhagavatam language as Sankarshan. In our material language, we call it as a gravitational force. If there is a magnet and if there are pieces of iron, they helplessly are attracted to the magnet. They don't have any choice. There is a magnet, powerful magnet, and whatever pieces are around the magnet, they helplessly are attracted to the magnet. This is a magnetic places. These are the main attractive source. And that's why we don't wait till we are invited. No, it's internal invitation for us. And these places always dissipate the magnetic force through the transcendental knowledge which is obtained from the scriptures which are written by the persons who are not the human beings. And this yoga is coming from Bhagwan, Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Dharmanta Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. This dharma is the eternal dharma, Sanatana dharma. For everybody, it is the same. It doesn't matter whether the man is Christian or Mohammedan or Hindu or Buddha or whatever it is. No, it doesn't matter at all. Everybody has to take birth. Everybody has to die. Everybody has to become old. And everybody has to become deceased. Where is the difference? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Everybody is affected. It doesn't matter what sect you belong to. You have to face these miseries. And apart from these miseries, these four problems, another three miseries we have to face. Everybody. Everybody carries the body with him or her. And body is the misery, source of misery, particularly mind. We freak out completely. We don't know what we are doing. And that's why we become mental. Without this attractive force, without coming to the temple, without having some names of God, and without this Sankirtan movement, we become all mad persons. And eventually, we end up in the mental hospitals to be drugged and beaten. Choice is yours, whether you want to end up in the drug, in the mental hospital, or whether you want to be a sane person. If you want, if you choose to be a sane person, there is no other way. There is no alternative. You have to come to these places. And coming to these places, you will get prasadam, no doubt. But that is not our main goal. Goal is not to get laddu or halwa. That we have eaten in so many lives. How many times we have eaten? Maybe 8,400,000. Yeah? Every time, every species of life. As a cow we were eating, as a dog we were eating, as a tree we were eating. Suppose if you don't get it to eat for 8 days, in this life what will you lose? You don't lose, you have eaten so much. This is the main thing, that you are attracted here not to prasadam. You don't prasadam, it's a breach of life. You are very happy to take it. But our attraction is something else, and that we have to understand. And if you don't crowd here, then you crowd in the mental hospital. Then you have to crowd somewhere. Either you crowd here or you crowd in the hospital. And then you go to the hospital, they will suck your blood. You know, first thing they want is put a nice needle into your vein. Did you visit hospital anytime? You should have that experience. How can you explain that? Once we were admitted in hospital, and the lady came in, she said that you don't have blood in your body, so we have to keep an eye on your blood. So I told you, you told me that you don't have blood in your body. So whatever I have, please let me keep it. Why should you take up? You are telling that I don't have blood. So if I don't have blood, whatever little I have, let me have it. No, I said I want to keep an eye on you. So big syringe she took out, you know, blood. Somehow or other it was very painful, but there was no choice. So all right, I thought, let her go. Then next morning again she came, your blood. I told her, yesterday you took the long syringe. What happened to it? Oh, we have to send it to medical college and this. So I asked her, am I to supply my blood to all medical colleges? And you tell me that you don't have blood. So what is the little blood I have will be hanging in a medical college, and I will be in Kolkata maybe. This is also good. You are not cooperating. You will die. Alright, as it is, you are killing me. So let me die. This is the main thing. And then, no treatment at all. They want transplant. The kidney doesn't work. So you have to have another kidney. And then we wait for the human kidney. If they don't get human kidney, goat kidney. Fix it. And as soon as the goat kidney is fixed, he flaps around for a few days. Boom. Do you want to put yourself in this? No, no. You only the insane living entity will choose that path. Ours is the diamond culture. We don't run after the pieces of glass. Why do you leave the diamond? The other day we were in Australia, and as I described yesterday, their Australia name comes from Sanskrit. Im Astra Alay. Im Alay, you know? Im means snow. Alay means the home. Home of snow. Is known as Himalaya. Himalaya mountain. There is plenty of snow at the top. The same way, Astra Alay, godown of weapons, is known as Astra Alay, Australia. From Astra Alay, it became Australia. And it is true that our Pandavas had all very big Astras. Weapons. They had nuclear weapons, Agni Astra. They had Jal Astra, Vayu Astra, and so many types of weapons, very powerful weapons. And those weapons require plenty of land for their experiments. But they are very powerful. They cannot be experimented in Malaysia. Otherwise Malaysia will go completely destroyed. So they want a large tract of land. And in Australia, as you know geographically, the middle of Australia is whole desert land, no man's land. Nobody can stay there. The population is only sparse population around the coast. So middle of Australia is a large tract of land. We flew from Sydney to Perth, and it was 4 hours flight, and it was all over the desert. Such a large tract of desert is there. That is very suitable for experimenting the weapons, powerful weapons. So the Pandavas must be visiting that place to experiment. Even now, these French people and English people and Americans, whenever they want to have the experiment of the nuclear energy, they go to Pacific. Their houses they will keep intact, let the Pacific burn. This is our tendency, that my house should be completely safe. Doesn't matter, Australia burns. Anyway, those people who came there to carry out the experiments of these weapons, they should attain perfection after the experiment. And perfection is known in Sanskrit as Siddhi. And they came and stayed in one town, all the people who have attained Siddhi. And that town is known as Sydney. Sydney word comes from Siddhi. All those people who attained Siddhi. Now they have lost the Siddhi. And Arjuna was very powerful. So Arjuna went on the other side of the island, Australia, and he found his own head office. His name is Perth, so that place is known as Perth. The names of the nouns are coming from Sanskrit. The name of the continents are coming from Sanskrit. Those aborigines who are the original people in Australia, they still have the stories from Ramayana and Mahabharata. The Java Sumatra, Indonesia, is full of our own culture. There are beautiful temples, somebody told me today. The beautiful temple of Brahma, Shiva and all that. This and that. And even Mohammedans, they are reading Mahabharata. They enjoy the Ramayana stories. Whole culture in Bali, Jakarta is full of our culture. This is how we are not following a mentally concocted thing. We should be very clear about this. And if you are clear about this, then you will become serious about this. And if you cannot become serious, then Ayuhu Harati Vai Musa Uddhyan Astanyan Nasau Tasarita Ekshanam Nito Uttam Shloka Bhartaya. It's nicely said in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ayuhu means our life. Harati means decreases. When? Uddhyam, rising. Astam, setting. And Asau means sun. by the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, one day it decreases. Is there anybody in Malaysia who increases the light? Maybe rubber plantation, you know? Drinks rubber. Somebody, Mani Vishal? You will be here always. What is your ID? It's a nice thing, get married. Have a nice grow, rubber grow. And daily drink, no? Cannot do. Are you or the wife himself? It's very nicely said in English language. The time is always running out. Time and tide wait for none. Use it or lose it. You cannot put 200 hours in a godown. They're all right, I have 200 hours. I can take any time I like. No, it's gone, it's gone. Never to come back. This is the main message of Srimad Bhagavatam. But there is exception to this. If you don't want to decrease your life, then there is a way out shown in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nowhere it is shown. It's only in our Vedic scriptures. This trick is shown. That if you don't want to get old, then behave like this. Tasya Rude Kshanam Nito Uttam Shloka Vardaya. Uttam Shloka is Krishna's name. Because we recite so many verses to glorify Krishna. And one of the names is Uttam Shloka. If you are interested in the topics of Krishna, then the time will not have any effect on you. And that is our experience. I saw Radha Krishna 5 years ago. He's same. I saw 2 years ago, same. And I saw now, he's younger than what I saw. So I don't know whether he's getting old or younger. I told him, you just put your hand on my head so that I also can get it. This is the main thing. If you are interested in these topics, then the time will not have any effect. Eventually the body is bound to go. But till death, everything will be completely intact. Srila Prabhupada was on a deathbed, very near to death, and he was declaring purpose for Srimad Bhagavatam. You have seen the tapes here. This is the way. Please, till you are here, for your own sake, for your own health, you just continue chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Thi. Yo Mam Smarati Nityasha. Those who remember my name, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Thi. Yo Mam Smarati Nityasha. Jalam Vitva Yatha Padma Nirgata Vyudharami. As from the muddy lake water, the nice beautiful lotus flower comes out. The water is completely muddy, but a beautiful flower comes out. The same way, if you chant Krishna's names daily, continuously, then Nirkar Api Uddaramiham. I pick you up from your hellish life. And your life completely changes. Completely changes. Our Daya runs one preaching center like this in Gujarat, in India. And there are 3-4 families visiting, you know, very regularly. They were telling there that since we are coming to this place, all our quarrels have stopped and everything is very good. This is our experience. All these boys, they were in a hellish life. Particularly this one. And those ones, Switzerland. Where are they? Are they here, la life? And Switzerland died? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean you. A completely hellish life. But since they are trying just to chant, their life is changing. Very fast. Nice life, nice place to stay, nice prasadam to eat, very nice darshan, lots of topics are discussed, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. These places are meant for that. If you don't utilize this place to discuss the topics, it's better to close the place. It is not meant to keep it as it is. Our Prabhupada's temples, the beauty of the potency of Srila Prabhupada is that he gives you the self-generating centers. As soon as you start the center, somewhere the Lakshmi comes. Somehow or the other the expenses go on. I don't know how. But I am very happy to see so many living entities here. the in-charge people should be congratulated that this is the way to run the centers. Our centers all over the world, they are life centers. If there is no discussion of Krishna, and if the in-charge people are not interested, then it is a serious matter to be discussed. But these places cannot be dead, like our, with all due respect to our Indian temples. They just construct the building and leave it as it is. On Sunday they go and they just like do like this. So they dust gets off from Krishna's clothes. And then again go down, collect some money and go away. This is not our way. Prabhupada has established these centers to be utilized for discussion. And the in-charge people should be very serious about these things. Fortunately, we have so many centers all over the world. And we are very proud that ISKCON is the only society which has propagated Krishna consciousness successfully on all over the planet. And we are very proud to broadcast that 24 hours a day, round the clock, the Mangala Arati is going on. At the moment somewhere, it is 4:30. Mangala Arati is going on. Again it moves, somewhere again is 4:30. Somewhere again is 4:30. Round the clock, there are Mangala Aratis. Round the clock, there is daily greetings. Round the clock, the Bhagavatam is discussed. Round the clock, the Prasadam is taken. Everything is going on round the clock. No society has done this. And our centers, if they don't fit into Prabhupada's way, then they cannot be the centers. I am very happy to see you people conducting so very nicely. It's a very new center. But my really hearty congratulations to the people who are running this center. This is the way. Once we are attracted to the Supreme Living Force, which is the Supreme Gravitational Force, and that's why it is known as Sankarshan. And because he is Sankarshan, he is bound to attract all the living entities. But we must be very serious. Prabhupada was all alone. He did not have any friends. He did not know anybody in USA or anywhere. For 12 months, he had to struggle all alone, more than that. And so many hardships. But eventually, Krishna reciprocates. As soon as he sees your sincerity, Prabhupada always told that there is no difference between me and you. I am a bit more sincere and you are not sincere, rascal. So don't allow Prabhupada to call us rascal. You be sincere. And if we are sincere, then we are benefited. Achyut Ananta Govinda Namocharana Veshajal. These are Krishna's names. Achyut Ananta Govinda. And this verse is written by Dhanvantari, incarnation of Krishna, meant for Ayurvedic medical science. And he writes this, Achyut Ananda Govinda, Krishna's names, Namocharana Veshajal. Just by pronouncing these names, it is the greatest medicine, Veshajal. And what happens if you take the names of Krishna? Nashanti Saklaha Rogaha. All your diseases completely disappear. Mental or bodily or whatever it is. Everything completely disappears. Very peaceful life you get. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he says, Satyam Satyam Vadami Aham. I am telling you the truth, nothing but the truth. We always take this oath in our courts and we speak lies. But Dhanvantari doesn't do that. He says, I am telling you the truth, nothing but the truth, that if you chant Krishna's names, all your miseries will disappear and you will be coming back to me. Very nicely, the poet sings, you know, very nice verse it is. He is addressing his tongue, because our tongue is rascal. You know? His tongue does two jobs. One eats halwa, rasgulla, see? And Brahmachari is very happy. He is rasgulla bhakti. Where is Radha Pranagan? Oh, Jai. I didn't see you. Where were you? On this planet? We thought that you are left. So, this is your bhakta, rasgulla? So daily you should supply rasgulla to you. Because somebody is halwa bhakta, somebody is rasgulla bhakta. Krishna Bhaktas are very rare. So this, when it vibrates, you know, the tongue vibrates, talks, these two things turn into. So the poet addresses his tongue, you know. Jive sadeva vajasundarani Krishna's nama nimanorani. Beautiful Sanskrit, yeah? Jive, jive means tongue, oh tongue, he says. Jive sadeva vajasundarani. He just chanted beautiful names of Krishna. Namani names, yeah? Krishnasya manoharani, beautiful names of Krishna. Jive sadeva vajasundarani. Namani Krishnasya manoharani. And if you do that, then what happens? The result is given. Samasta bhaktati vinashanani. Samasta means all. Bhakta arti means miseries of devotees. Vinashanani means destroyed. All the miseries of the devotees are completely destroyed, completely eradicated. Samasta bhaktati vinashanani. Govinda dhamo dharma tuveti. Nice to learn, see? Repeat, please. Jive.
Jive.
Sadeva
Bhaja
Sundarani
Bhaja Sundarani
Namami
Krishnasya
Manohani Samasta
Bhaktati
Vinashanani
Govinda
Dhamo Dharamadveti. Then he says further, Sukham. In Sukh, in happiness, this is to be known, you know. In Dukh, in misery, this is to be chanted. And at the time of death, again, you have to chant Krishna's names. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is nicely demonstrated and clearly stated that antakale cha mameva smaran mutva kalevaram yaha prayati mad bhavam yati naste trasamshayam. There is no doubt that antakal, at the end of your life, if you remember me, then you are definitely bound to come to me. And antakal is coming to everybody. Stand up. Stand up so that you do not meditate. Please stand. Yeah. Very nice. Just few minutes, eh? This is the main thing to be understood. And what we do, that we are not attracted to this because of the illusory energy of the Lord. We are engaged in so many activities. So many different excuses we have not to attend Mangalarti. So many different excuses we have to miss deity greeting. Innumerable engagements we have to miss Bhagavatam class. And innumerable miseries we suffer because of this. We don't know that. The suffering increases. This morning program or any program, now we are discussing here Krishna's topics. Krishna is here. What we think, then Mangala Arati doesn't matter. I will attain some of the Krishna. We differentiate Mangala Arati from Krishna. And it is not like that. Krishna is Purnam, is completely perfect. And because he is complete whole, his topics, his name, are Krishna himself. Mangala Arati is Krishna himself. Daily greeting is Krishna himself. Chanting the rounds is Krishna himself. Tulsi Puja is Krishna himself. Discussion of Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. If you want to attain Krishna, you have to get attracted to these things. Unless you are attracted, Yushvat Prasanga Vimukha, Tina Samsaranti. Bhagavatam says very nicely. Yushma Prasam Yavinish Vibhumyuka. Because we are not attracted to your topics, Tina Samsaranti, that's why we are getting rotten in the material life. And in any condition of life, this could be put into practice. It doesn't matter whether you are Grihastha, or whether you are Brahmachari, or whether you are Vanaprastha, or Sannyas. Doesn't matter at all. There is no condition. No condition at all. Any living entity can perform this scientific way to approach Krishna. You see, the only scientific way to approach the supreme living entity, whom we cannot see with our material eyes. We can only experience. This is the truth. And we always feel that Krishna is different from Mangalarati. Krishna is different from these classes. Krishna is different from kirtans. No, he is already there. If you want to see Krishna, if you want to experience Krishna, then you must be here. You must be here. And then only you can experience Krishna. Association of the devotees will direct you to Krishna. And it is supreme truth. This is not the mentally concocted idea. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada and all acharyas will not insist on this. Will not insist at all. And Krishna himself has instructed us, satatam kirtayanto mam yatan tasya dridavrita. With full determination, please you engage in this. And what type of determination? Very nice story is there, you know, how determination works. There was one sparrow. You know sparrow? They are always giving their nest is on the tree and they lay eggs in it and they go to in search of food early in the morning. So there was one sparrow and she was staying near the sea coast. There was a beautiful tree and there was a nest of sparrow and she had laid 3 eggs into it. And early in the morning she will go in search of the food. In the evening she will come back and hatch her eggs. So she was very happy. And what happened one day? That there was a high tide in the ocean. So because of the high tide, the tree and the nest and the eggs, they were dragged into the ocean. In the evening, the sparrow came back and couldn't find the tree or nest or particularly the eggs. And mother can tolerate anything and everything, but the mother cannot tolerate any misery afflicted to her children. So she wanted her eggs back, somehow or the other. She didn't care about nest or the tree. So she requested the ocean, that please ocean, you have taken my eggs. I don't mind about nest or tree, but you just give me my eggs back. Ocean laughed. Ocean said, hey, she's asking. Ha ha ha. So then again she became very serious. She said, please, I'm requesting you. I want my eggs back. Again he laughed. So third time, then she threatened to the ocean, that you please give me my eggs back, otherwise I'll empty you. He again laughed very loudly. He thought, hey, what can he? She doesn't have even a bucket, how can he empty? So ocean was again teasing, you know. So she said, if you don't return now, I will start emptying you. So again he laughed. Then she started emptying the ocean. And she had only beak. So she will go to the ocean, take some drop of water and bring it and leave it on the land. It was impossible for her to empty the ocean that way. But her determination was very strong. So Garuda Maharaj saw that she is determined to empty the ocean and she is really in miserable condition without the eggs. So Garuda came to help that sparrow and threatened the ocean that if you don't give her eggs back, then I would have to help her and will really trouble you. Then ocean came to his senses and returned the eggs back to the sparrow. This is the determination. Don't think that you cannot attain Krishna. You can very well attain Krishna. If you walk one step towards Krishna, Krishna will walk 10 steps towards you. Sudama, his friend, was very poor. And he never dreamt even to go to Krishna and ask for some riches or this or that. But eventually his wife was very much troubled. And she requested him, that you please, you have a rich friend, such a powerful friend, you go to him, perhaps he may give you something. So he said, I will not ask, I will go to him, but I will not ask.
So she said, yes, Lord, we'll go. So Sudama Samaradita went to Sudama Krishna's palace. And there were messengers, there was guards, you know, palace guards. So he told that, informed Krishna that your friend Sudama is come. So they went inside and told some rags, wearing rags, says that he is your friend. Krishna came running to face Sudama. And he too, he got up from his bedstead, he posed into seat on the bedstead, and Krishna himself washed Sudama's face and Sudama's feet. This is our Lord. You go to him one step, he will run 10 steps. He is waiting for us. We are all his very dear children. But somehow or other, we are keeping away from him. If really sincerely called, then he is there. What did Draupadi did? When Draupadi was dragged to the assembly, and they were dragging her sarees, Dushasana particularly, she was completely helpless. She didn't hold her saree, but she tried to guard herself. But she couldn't do. When she saw that Bhishma is quiet, Dhritarashtra doesn't want to know anything, all these people, these Pandavas, they have lost their strength and everything, she knew that nobody can help me. So eventually she raised the hands and she said, now Krishna, whatever you want to do, please do. And Krishna came running and helped Draupadi. And we know that 999 sarees were provided to Draupadi. But she completely surrendered. Complete surrender is required. Unless we are completely surrendered, we can't surrender. We want to fill up our bank. I must have 10,000 ringgit. Then I can. No. Whether ringgit or not ringgit, you must surrender. You must surrender. Once they were in the forest, you know, Draupadi and 5 Pandavas. And this Duryodhana always wanted to punish them or kill them or whatever it is. He was envious of them. So one day, Durvasa Muni, Durvasa means personified anger. He was Shiva, you know. Like Shiva, immediately angry, you know, something goes wrong. And Durvasa will be angry. So he went as a guest to Duryodhana. And Duryodhana was pleased to receive him. So he thought, this is a nice chance now to destroy the Pandavas, you know. So he served Durvasa very nicely. Very pleased. And Durvasa was very pleased. He said, Duryodhana, you are the best person I have come across. And you are the worst one. But he thought that, oh, Duryodhana is very nice. So Duryodhana was very pleased. He said, well, ask for any benediction. What do you want? He said, Maharaj, I have everything. I don't want anything. No, no, you must ask. Oh, it's one thing please to do. If you are pleased with me, then our elder brother Yudhishthira stays in a forest. And he told where he stays. So you please go to him for Vishnu. And Durvasa Prasadam means with 10,000 people, disciples. Durvasa always moved with 10,000 disciples. So when Durvasa came, means it is 10,001. And Duryodhana knew that Draupadi doesn't have anything. Where is she going to feed? And see, he knew these things, but he knew one thing, that forget about cooking. Jaya, Krishna ji, jaya. When the Surya had given her that pot, till she gets takes prasadam, that pot will continue producing prasadam. So Duryodhana knew this. So Duryodhana requested Durvasa. Durvasa was a dunce. His work, foolish. Duryodhana didn't understand it. So Duryodhana told, you please, Maharaj, do one thing, that don't go before Draupadi takes meals. So Duryodhana knew that as soon as the Draupadi takes the meal, that Patra will not produce anything. So please, don't bother our sister-in-law, Draupadi. And once she takes prasadam, then you go. Alright, Duryodhana, I will do that. So one day, Durvasa appeared at Yudhishthira's place after Draupadi had taken prasad. And he said, Yudhishthira was very pleased. The Brahmana has come. It's my duty to serve. What can I do? Then he said, we want to take prasad at your place. Alright, so we are going to Ganges, we take path and we meditate there.
and we are coming back. Until that time, the prasadam should be ready. All right, sir, please come and I'll make the arrangement. Then Yudhishthira went to Draupadi and told her that 10,001 is coming. And we were arranging for the prasadam. So Draupadi said, what did you do? I have already taken prasadam and now this pantra will not produce any prasadam. He said, it's your problem. Now Draupadi was really in difficulty. How to feel all this 10,001? So in the end, there was no way. So she prayed really to Krishna and said, Krishna, please save us, otherwise these gurus will kill us. So that time Krishna was in Rukmini's palace in Dwarka, and he was, Rukmini had prepared nice feast for Krishna, Sunday feast. So Krishna was very hungry and he was just sitting to take prasadam. In the meantime he heard Draupadi's cry, stood up him. So Rukmini asked him, what are you doing? He said, my devotee is calling me. Your devotee is always crying. He says, first, you take prasadam and then you. No, he said, I can't. So he left. He left immediately, came to the Draupadi. And he said, I know that you are calling, but we will sort out your matter afterwards. First, I'm very hungry. Please give me something to eat. See, Draupadi said, that is the main problem. That's why I called you. And now you have come here and you are asking for prasadam. So now give me something. He said, I'm very hungry. Draupadi said, I don't have anything. He said, where is your patra? Where is that pot, you know? So Draupadi said, I have just taken prasadam and I washed it and kept it. No, no, he said, bring that pot. So Draupadi brought the pot, you know. And there was one vegetable leaf stuck by the side of the pot. And Krishna took that leaf and, ah, oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? I'm completely satisfied by the leaf, you know. And as soon as Krishna was satisfied, those 10,000 fellows taking bath, they started belching. So Draupadi was really, Durvasa was really upset. He said, what has happened to you? We are completely satisfied. We don't want to go to Yudhishthira. This is how. If you are really sincere, these things are possible. These things are very possible. Very much possible. From our experience, we tell that as it is, we don't have any capacity. But with Krishna, we become like Krishna. The Sangha. If you associate with the people who are intoxicating in pubs, then you end up in pubs and break each other's head and cut the pubs. That is Sangha. But if you associate with Krishna, you are bound to become like Krishna. And powerful. Very powerful. At the age of the 70 years, otherwise Srila Prabhupada, what he had? He had no money, nothing at all. And such a worldwide organization to start. Is it a plaything? We cannot assemble two people to hear Bhagavatam. With everything available. We have the books, we have everything. And there is nobody. Nobody in the Bhagavatam club. Today, fortunately, in the morning, we had this devotee in the Bhagavatam club. Otherwise, I would have read maybe for the walls. There is nobody. Nobody. This is a degrading thing. We can't do it with everything we have. We have everything, we don't have to stop it at all. But the determination is not there. Because it is determined, if you are determined really, then nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Please continuously chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is time gone. We couldn't discuss numbers, but the message is clear. You know, always be determined to follow in any situation. Material responsibilities will not give you the time. You have to steal the time. Otherwise, there are children to look after for the ladies. You people have to go. You will not get the time. You will not get the time. You will be tired in the evening. So you will feel like sleeping in the morning. But please, throw yourself out of the bed at least at 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock and try to read something. Try to come to this place. I don't know whether this place is open in the morning or morning or not. But if this place is closed, even then, please crowd whenever they invite you and try to if the place will be successful. Yes. Prabhupada will be very pleased with you with all the living interest to love from India. We request you, don't leave this path. Do anything and everything. Don't leave Krishna. If you leave Krishna, is it destruction? If you want destruction, then you leave and go. If you don't want, if you want the future of your children to be very bright, give them Krishna. Money will not be there. We had, in London we had the Bank of Credit and Commerce, you know? BCCI it was not there. Was it here? No, you are fortunate. One day, we had 250 branches in London, and beautiful bank, you know, and it was giving bit more interest. So all our people had so much money in the bank. You know, they will not give to the wife for vegetable, but they will put in the bank. You know? And there's so many fixed deposits in this. And one day during midnight, the manager wanted to perform kirtan. So Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So he raised his hand, and all the fixed deposits gone. It collapsed within a night. I don't know what happened to it. Went bankrupt completely. And it is his last 5 years. And the depositors are going to the court since then just to get 10%. And even then they are not able to get. So money is like that. Ringgit can change. Ringgit as it is losing its value. Day by day the inflation is going on. You can't win with the material energy. Only way you can win with the material energy is if you are with Krishna. Because material energy works under the supreme tendency of Krishna. She behaves as He orders her to behave. So if you want that material energy should cooperate with you, then you please go to Krishna. That is the root. As soon as you catch the root, all the different parts of your own existence will be completely blissful. This is the way. This is the way, and there is no alternative at all. Hare Krishna. Just few minutes, if you have any doubts or comments.
You go to office, you work on like you can't change the way you go. But if you come to Krishna consciousness, maybe you can change. But I don't understand like, how is it possible? If a person really works hard, he can really change his
personality. In the material life, we are always afraid. Why? We are always scared that I will lose my job or I may die, that is the greatest boy, or I may be stuck up in Malaysia, I will not go back to Delhi. There are so many things, you know, so many things. In order to ward off this boy, tatvava marshana, this boy will always be draconian without Krishna. As soon as you scientifically know the existence of the Krishna Lord, as soon as you scientifically are convinced that there is the Supreme Authority who is the root of everything and who is the Supreme Controller, then that shelter gives you the courage to face all the fears. And with it, never Krishna advises you, or Srila Prabhupada, that you have to stop your work. No, you have to continue. Devotees work more harder than the ordinary people. And that is why we people are successful. That is why that company has chosen you to come to Malaysia. Otherwise there were so many people here. But these people are all lazy. They get ready-made butters. Rubber, I mean. So they are not working at all. That's why. And because we are from Indian origin, basically, we are very responsible. You know, in old age also, we don't escape our responsibility. Otherwise, in young age the people escape the responsibility. What to talk of old age? We don't escape the responsibility. Once we are responsible. And we work very hard. In America we were, and in one of the papers there was advertisement that we want the computer engineer, but he should be Krishna conscious. Why they wrote? For some devotee might have worked very nicely with them. So they knew that, oh, he's shown off. Doesn't matter, but he works very nicely. And in the advertisement, it was mentioned. So this devotional service will give you additional capacity to be brightened up in your own field. The thing is, we don't have faith because we are not convinced. But faith everywhere we have to keep. You came from Delhi to Malaysia. You didn't know the pilot. Did you know the pilot personally? No. But you have full faith that pilot is good and is fit to fly. You didn't know the plane, machinery of the plane. But you had full faith that that machinery will work and will not drop you in between. That is full faith. And that's why you are here. If you had thought in Delhi, hey, what happens if pilot dies while flying? What happens if the screw fails? What happens if I die? Then you will be in Delhi only. And you would have died there. If the death is going to come, anywhere it will catch you. But the faith carries you. We had a faith in London that we can go to Malaysia, we can go to Penang or this, what is this? Huh? Butt means butt tree. Yeah, butt is Hindi, Sanskrit name. We worship butt. But. This is a very auspicious tree. So this is the main thing. That we have to keep faith in the material world also. So unless you have faith in the transcendental supreme authority, the authority cannot reciprocate. And even then if you are faithless, even then he is helping you. He supplies you air. He doesn't tell you, hey, you don't believe me, I just take out oxygen. No. And he doesn't have oxygen cylinders. Oxygen is everywhere, freely supplied, whether you believe or not, whether you have faith in him or not. He is already doing Dina Dayal. He is extra merciful, causeless mercy. But if you depend upon him, definitely he reciprocates. Anything? Okay, it was.